The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 15th, 2007, in Taveuni, Fiji.
Om Agyarati Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shrapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we are very happy to be here with you all devotees in Taveuni. For the purpose of reviving the dormant Krishna consciousness, sleeping within the heart of all living beings, is that perfect state of consciousness known as Krishna consciousness. Due to association with the material modes of nature, that Krishna consciousness is now asleep. We are not experiencing it. Therefore, we are in a suffering condition. But Srila Prabhupada, water please. Srila Prabhupada has very kindly come, and he has given us this formula, how we can become free from the influence of the modes of material nature. There is sattvagun, there is rajagun, and there is tamagun. Tamagun is the mode of ignorance. Rajagun, the mode of passion. Sattvagun, the mode of goodness. All three of these modes cover our pure consciousness. The heaviest covering is tamagun. The moderate covering is rajagun. And the light covering is sattvagun. But whether you're covered lightly, moderately, or heavily covered, covered is covered. So, there must be a process of uncovering. That process is given. That is the special mercy of the Lord, as stated by Narottam Das Thakur. Golokero prema dhana hadi san hari nam sankirtana. That is the special mercy of the Lord. He comes in the form of Harinam. All the way from that most beautiful abode within all of existence, Goloka Dham, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna. From that Goloka Dham, this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That wonderful, beautiful, sweet, enlivening, thrilling mantra comes to us. Just like if a man is drowning in the ocean. If you throw him a life buoy, then he can grab a hold of that and he can be pulled out of the ocean. So we are presently drowning in the ocean of birth and death. So Krishna has given life buoy. He's given Hare Krishna mantra. All we have to do is grab a hold of that by hearing and chanting. If we will allow that mantra to be vibrated nicely on the lips, and if we will hear that mantra nicely with our ears, between the tongue and the ears, the mind will become captured. It is stated, an idle mind is what? The devil's workshop. So if we allow the mind to go here and there and everywhere, we will remain entangled in this material existence. But if instead we will bring the mind under control by nicely hearing and chanting every day this Hare Krishna mantra, then we become the powerful yogis. Yogi means one who can fix his mind on one point, you see. Bogi, he's jumping here and there for sense enjoyment. I will enjoy this, I will enjoy that. But actually, there is no enjoyment here. Even in this most heavenly place on the planet Earth, Tavayuni, still there is so much misery here, isn't it? So much misery. And even in Tavayuni, people are suffering like anything. You see? Because they do not know the secret of enjoyment. Raja Guhyam. This is indeed the most secret of all secrets. And what else is it? Raja Vijayam. It is the topmost knowledge. That you are the eternal servant of Krishna. You see? That knowledge is missing in the modern day world. Even in India, the land of Krishna, that knowledge is missing. No one is being taught who they are. They teach you, oh, you're a boy, or you're a girl, or you're an Indian, you're a Fijian, you're an Australian, you're an American. We misidentify with this lump of blood and flesh. What does Bhagavatam say? Yashatma buddhi kunape tri daruke. Svadhi kalatra dishu bhoma ijadi. Yatirta buddhe saline nakarhachid janeshu shbegeshu sa eva gokaraha. If you consider this bodily bag made out of what things? Flesh, hair, teeth, skin, bones, stool, urine, mucus, pus, blood, muscle. If you think that's you, then you're no better than a cow or an ass. You see. So do you think a human being who is endowed with the highest intelligence of any of the species throughout the entire universe, do you think a human being can be happy? If he goes around, walks around the wood like a cow or an ass? But that's what people are trying to do. All over Fiji, they're trying to do that. All over Australia, we're traveling all over the world, Vishnupriya Mataji and I. We're traveling all over the world to spread this Krishna Bhakti everywhere. And everywhere we are seeing that people are wandering around like cows and asses. They don't know who they are. They don't know where they've come from. They don't know what their goal of life is. They think, oh, make money, get a big house, eat, sleep, mate and defend. You see, their whole civilization is built on a tottering platform, this body. It is said that castles made of sand are washed into the sea. So this whole modern civilization is simply a castle made of sand. Many years ago, I was the sales manager for Back to Godhead magazine. At that time, Bhakti Godhead was headquartered in San Diego, California, in one neighborhood called Pacific Beach. And at the Pacific Beach post office, they were very proud of, they had a huge photograph of a sandcastle. They had taken, many persons had gotten together and built a huge sandcastle as big as this building that we're in right now. It's a huge sandcastle. And they took a photograph of it and they put it in the post office. Everyone could see the sandcastle. But if you go down to the beach, where is that sandcastle? It's not there. The sand is all spread out again on the beach. You see? So we are trying to find happiness by building all this sandcastle. Something which cannot remain, this body, we are taking it to be the basis of our happiness. Isn't that stupid? Isn't that a foolish thing? To base your happiness on something which is temporary? Would you rather enjoy forever or just enjoy temporarily? Jai Ram Prabhu. Forever. Very good. So why are we trying to enjoy this body? Is that an intelligent thing to do? Trying to enjoy this body? Do you think that's a very intelligent thing, Prabhu?
No.
Yes, it's a foolish thing. Try to enjoy this body. You might even make some comfortable arrangement and find some temporary enjoyment for this body. But it won't last very long. Here today, gone tomorrow. So many generations have come and gone, you see. Someone is born, dehi nosmin yata dehi, komarang jovanam jana, tata dehantara praptira dhirashchatra namuyati. He's a little baby, and then he's a young boy, he's a young teenager, he's a young man, he's middle-aged, and he becomes old man, and he dies off, you see. Then the new generation comes, they go through the same phase, and it just goes generation after generation. It's not us. It's not us. It's just a covering. It's just the body. Just like you buy a t-shirt, and after a while the t-shirt gets worn out and you throw it away and you get a new one. Is that t-shirt you? No, that's not you. But if you based all of your happiness on trying to make that t-shirt happy, wouldn't that be a stupid thing? I have to make sure my t-shirt is always happy. That would be a foolish thing. But that is our modern day civilization. The t-shirt of this body, we're putting all of our time, all of our energy, all of our devotion to making the t-shirt happy, the body. Is there any wonder that people are bewildered, that there's no peace and happiness in the world? Is there any wonder that the governments here change every 20 minutes? They have another coup, you see? It's become the national pastime here in Fiji, you know. A coup a day. Coup Monday, coup Tuesday. Coup, coup, coup. The pigeons here go, coo, 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 coo. You see? So, no matter how many coups you may have in Fiji, unless you can bring in Ram Raj, you see. It's like in Suva Temple, Lord Ram is there. And when I go for the darshan of Lord Ram, I pray, my dear Lord Ram, please bring back Ram Raj, you see. If we can bring back Ram Raj, the rule of Lord Ram, there'll be no more coup, you see. We can have one Krishna conscious government. Actually, Prabhupada said that. That Fiji could become the first Krishna conscious country in the whole world. So I'm determined that we should all work together to make that happen. That should be the goal that we have here. Devotees here in Fiji, we should all work together to make Fiji the first Krishna conscious nation in the world. That every man, woman and child throughout the Fiji Islands, they all become devotees of Krishna. You see? Whether they are Hindu, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Fijian, it doesn't matter. Chinese, American, Australian, whoever they may be, whatever color their skin may be, it doesn't matter. Let everyone in Fiji become devotees of Krishna, so that Prabhupada's vision will become fully manifest. You see, that Fiji can become the first Krishna conscious country in the world. So, you've been given a very nice place of residence according to your past pious activities in this beautiful island of Tavi Uni. Now utilize the happy life in Tavi Uni to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness with full enthusiasm and determination. Cultivate the mood of pure bhakti. That now I have gotten this human life, I must fully surrender to Guru and to Krishna. Completely give up the false tendency to enjoy this material world. Simply engage everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. And then your life will be successful. So we can ask if there's any questions. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevya. When you approach Guru, you're supposed to ask questions. So why are you disobeying Krishna's order? You've come to Guru, you've offered Guru Puja very nicely, you've offered foot bathing very nicely, but now you're not asking any questions. For Guru Puja to be complete, you must inquire also. You see, that is the order of Krishna. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him. So how you can, if you're devotees of Krishna, you must inquire from Guru. Otherwise, you're not devotees of Krishna. You're just showbottle only. If you're actually the real devotees, when you approach Guru, you will inquire. So who has questions? Are you all just showbottles? Not really devotees. Tilak on the nose. But no bhakti. Huh?
They're saying today is Ekadasi. Today is Ekadasi. Uh-huh. And mostly people are farmers. So they're saying whether they can work on the farm today as well.
So... the day is the day, the hour of working the farm is already over anyway. It's early morning work, isn't it? Farm means early morning. So, did you all work the farm today or not?
No.
Took the day off for hearing, for sleeping or hearing and chanting?
For not killing the creatures in the earth.
Oh, not killing the creatures in the earth. No. If you're afraid of killing the creatures in the earth, then you can't be a farmer at all. Actually, if you're afraid of killing the creatures, you can't even breathe. Because your inhalation, you're killing so many microbial germs, you see. You cannot grind any spices also. Because the little creatures there and the cumin seed, they're getting all crushed, you see. Actually, you cannot live in this world without killing. Jiva, jiva, sajivanam. One living entity is food for another living entity. So therefore, you simply have to surrender to Krishna and then you become relieved from karma. Just like the ordinary man, if he runs a red light, the police will come and they will give him a ticket. But if the ambulance driver runs a red light, the police will come and escort him to the hospital. So the person can get there without any impediment. So if you're doing the work of Krishna, then there is no question. Oh, we cannot farm because we're killing. If you're doing Krishna's work, then there is no reaction. But you have to be doing Krishna's work. That's the key. So if you're the devotees of Krishna, then you can farm anytime. There's no restriction. You can do farming work whenever that is required, without any restriction. Because the result is being offered to Krishna. But if you're not offering the result to Krishna, better to starve.
You see? Wouldn't it be more nicer that they take off a day and do the Harinam and all that? It would be like different style.
Well, that's already happening now. They're all taking off for Pravachan. Krishna Katha. Yes, Ekadasi can be utilized for hearing and chanting. Take a day off for hearing and chanting. That's very nice. But it's not that it's sinful to farm on Ekadasi. That should not be thought. Ekadasi can be utilized for a festival of hearing and chanting. Every Ekadasi, there can be a big, big festival of hearing and chanting. That's very nice. Prabhupada explains that Ekadasi, the astrological arrangement of the planets, is very, very auspicious on the Ekadasi day. That's why the grains actually were having, the sin personified was having difficulty because Ekadasi was so auspicious. Where will I reside today? He found that he had no place of residence, so he was very mercifully given that you can reside in the grains on Ekadasi. There's not that Ekadasi is some inauspicious day. It's the most auspicious day, Prabhupada explains.
But is that day not tilling the land and not doing the Krishna Kirtan, would it make any difference?
Was it?
I said, not tilling the land and not doing the farming work and at the same time not doing the Kirtan.
Oh, no. Not that you tell it's Ekadasi, we won't till then, we'll just sleep. No. No, Krishna consciousness means we must work harder than the karmis. We're very dedicated to being very active for Krishna. You see. Acting in different capacities. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So here you're a Vaishya. You must be very, very active, just like the Brijabasis, you see. They were just laying around Vrindavan, eating and sleeping. They were very actively engaged. Krishna is going every day to herd the cows. Yes.
I think one time Prabhupada said somewhere that if you cannot walk on Ekadasi because you are fasting, then eat grains and walk for Krishna.
Ah. Baba didn't want lazy people in ISKCON. That's a fact. Some people were saying, well, the toilet area was very dirty and Prabhupada was very disturbed. And then, but they were thinking, oh, it is time for japa. We cannot clean because we have to chant japa. Baba didn't like any excuse for laziness or dirtiness. You can't give some excuse. We must be very clean. We must be very hardworking. And also chant Hare Krishna. Farm life means you rise early in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, and then you milk the cows. And then you work the land. It's not simply that you chant on the lips and then sleep. No. One must be very active. And if all the farming work is done, then you go out for preaching. Make all the people in this island Krishna conscious. If your farming work is done, and you have sufficient crops, sufficient food, then you go out for preaching. Go door to door and distribute books. Make devotees. Make a spiritual revolution in Tavayuni. Make Tavayuni the first Krishna conscious island in the Fiji island. You see, and from here the whole world can be revolutionized. If you take up the preaching spirit with full devotion, actually from this one island the whole world can be made Krishna conscious. Why not start the world revolution right here? You see. By intense bhakti. Everyone should rise early in the morning by 4 a.m. No late sleepers. Everyone should get up, chant, take bath, chant very nicely, come together for Kirtan, Garvastakam, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam, Tulsi Puja, and then work very hard throughout the day, and then have nice prasadam. In the evening have a nice program, Krishna Katha, and this way live a happy, happy life, free of all anxieties. So, any other questions?
Fiji is a good place for one ashram,
huh? Hmm?
Fiji would be the best place for one ashram,
huh? It's a very good place for cow protection and farming. It's a very good place. Hmm?
Especially in this Tabuni area, it's very green and very nice.
Yes, it's an ideal place for showing the ideal lifestyle, living on the living off the land and the cows. It's a wonderful place. Island paradise. Questions more? From the Tabuni devotees?
Asking why most of the incarnations they come in India only, no other place in the world.
The incarnations?
Come to Ram, Krishna,
they all come in India, why not other places?
Hmm. Krishna can go anywhere and everywhere. And actually, he has come here today in the form of Nama Avatar. Krishna has come to Tavayuni today in the form of his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. You think the name is not Krishna? Krishna has come to Tavayuni. He has appeared in Tavayuni in the form of his name. He is here right now. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. What is this nonsense? To think that Krishna has only appeared in India. By Prabhupada's preaching, Krishna is appearing in every town and village throughout the whole world. You see, Prabhupada has brought Krishna to the whole world, in every town and village. Everyone knows this Hare Krishna, you see. So, we may sometimes think that Krishna only appeared in India, but that's not true. Now, by Prabhupada's preaching, Krishna has appeared everywhere. And we see there's so many deities of Krishna. And Krishna will personally come. He will personally come in his original form, reveal himself to you, if you can develop pure bhakti. Right here in Tavayuni, Krishna will personally come and incarnate himself, reveal himself to you if you become his pure devotee. So now develop that pure love for Krishna. Do not remain on the bodily platform that I'm a woman, I'm an Indian, all these false designations. Give up these false designations. You understand English? Huh? Very good. Questions more? Are you dull or you have questions? You're dull. Don't be dull. You must be very inquisitive, like Parikshit Maharaj, to go deeper and deeper into the science of bhakti. Don't be dull. All right, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Making Fiji the first Krishna conscious country in the world ki jai. Gaudapani Vanandam.